first time. It has been written outside, Bhakti Yoga. You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes, preached nothing new. It is already there. Krishna Dvaipan Vedavyasmuni, yes, expanded Vedas. Riksham Joju Atharva. And also, he has written 18 Puranas. He has written Vedanta, Brahma Sutra. He has also written Mahabharata. And Gita is within Mahabharata in Vishwaparva. He has written Gita. After writing so many scriptures, he could not get eternal peace. We find in his pastimes. And I do not want to go into the history, because I have been already told. Now you see, by the advice of his guru, Narada Goswami, he got first 4 verses. Whatever you have done wrong. Narada Goswami, he told his disciple with a bashman. Yugavshitam ka dharma kritenu shashata sabhavarakta samman vyatikram. Everything wrong. You have written many scriptures. What you have given? Dharma artha kam. People of this, the conditioned souls of this world, they want money. Without money, they cannot be happy. They cannot remove their wants. They cannot fulfill their desires. So Vedavyasmuni has written Arthashastra. How we can get money, accumulate money, amass money for the benefit of the conditioned souls, human beings of this world. Human beings are only, they are capable of worshipping Supreme Lord. They have got the discriminating power. Other animals have got no discriminating power. This birth is only meant for worship of Supreme Lord. So we shall worship Supreme Lord for getting money. And for fulfillment of desires. If our desires fulfilled, then we are happy. He has written Kama Shastra, so that we can fulfill our desires. Also, after death, we want to get life after death, to a superior world, or if I am born here, I should be born in a very good, I shall have the good birth, I shall be born in a rich family, like that. For that, I have written Dharma Shastra. What the people want to have given. Narada Goswami said, whatever you did wrong. Because actually, human being, this body is not the human being. Nobody in this world considers the body to be the person. Whether theist or atheist. Nobody can prove it. And I don't believe your scriptures. I don't believe your scriptures. I am an outgrown atheist. The body is the person. Where is Atma? We do not see it. But even the atheists do not accept the evidence of the scriptures. If they are rational being, they should accept the reasoning. Whether any person, any dead body is considered to be person anywhere in the world, I want to hear. As long as consciousness exists in this body, thinking, feeling and willing, so long it has got personality. That consciousness leaves the body, a dead body is not considered to be a person. If the dead body is burned in the cremation ground, as social system there in India, if it is buried or if it is devoured by other birds and animals, nowhere in the world you will find he will be predictably prosecuted. If a dead body is buried, he is predictably prosecuted. Nobody considers. Now even everywhere you find government, democratic government, vote like this. You can keep the dead body intact by chemical procedure. But that dead body is not be considered as person by the government, by the booth where they will take vote. But a patient, serious patient, bedridden, but his life is there. He is brought by treasure. He can. As long as life is there, he can cast vote. Actually, nobody on earth is accepting this body as person. They may argue, but they don't accept. When consciousness leaves, it has got no value. As you are here, if I ask anybody here, do you want to die? What will your reply? Amiji, I do not want to die. But you will die. You have got birth, you will remain for some time, and you will die. No living beings can remain here permanently. You are seeing? All are mortals. Why you would not want to die? Why? If rationally you move, if I am not an eternally existing principle, I am non-eternal. A non-eternal principle cannot have the desire to remain in this world eternally. Will it be rational? My realms have eternally existing, so I want to live in this world eternally for that reason. But being enveloped by the illusory energy of Supreme Lord, in which there are three primal qualities, sattva, rajas, tamagun. By rajagun, living beings are created. By sattvagun, sustained. By tamagun, destroyed. Being enveloped by this, we think, I am born. After that, I remain for some time, and I shall die. He is afraid of death. But actually his desire is that I shall live in this world eternally. His real self is eternally existing principle. Otherwise, a devoid of existence, a non-eternal entity cannot have the desire to live in this world eternally. That desire proves. Every sentient being, at least human being, they have got the desire to inquire, to know inquisitiveness. Why? Because knowledge principle, his knowledge principle, if he is devoid of knowledge, he cannot have the desire to know. A devoid of happiness cannot have the desire for happiness. So my eternal self is eternally existing knowledge and blissful principle, that is called Atma in Gita. We go through Gita, we do not believe Gita. What is the reason of going through Gita? No jayati embriyate bhakadachin nayanga bhutta bhavita bahana bhuyo ajo ritta shasam kurana hannati hannabhane sharire. If this body perishes, Atma will not perish. Atma requires Atma. Atma vare drashtrabho, srotabho, mantabho, nididhyasidho. Like perceives like. In Greek, Aristotle philosopher, they also like this. This body is composed of five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, sky. This body requires those things for its maintenance. Or the transformation of those five elements, food, etc. And when the body will die, it will go to panchatang gataha. Sky will go to sky, air will go to air, like that. Everything will go to the elements, panchatang gataha, five elements. Like that, Atma is Anusachidananda. It will be sustained by Sachidananda. It will go to Sachidananda. Taittira Upanishad, Tathava imani bhutani jayanti, yena jatani jivanti, yat prajantya visang visanta tatvajigyata deva brahma. Brahma nahi pratishtam. By Brahma, we are generally think formless, impersonal. No. Krishna has said in the Gita, I am the cause of formless, impersonal, para Brahma. Where from all these forms have come? If the cause has got no form, nothing cannot cause be something. If the ultimate cause is formless, all these forms, where from they have come? Nothing. Ultimate cause has got form, but not like this material form. So it is said in the scriptures, nirakar. But again, it is sakar. Both you have to take. Nirakar in this sense, he has got no material form. It is just right. But he has got transcendental spiritual form. If the cause has got no form, we cannot see forms here. Any kind of form. Cannot be produced by formless. Once I had been to Northeast Assam and there was a big meeting. Some dignitaries of the city there, they are present as president, chief guest, etc. Chief guest was a professor. He spoke in detail. And he said, ultimate reality is formless. There is no form, impersonal, no attribute, no potency. If there be form, the attributes, then he will become finite matter. But we, as conditioned souls of this world, we cannot meditate, think about formless, impersonal Brahma without qualities. So that formless, impersonal Brahma, by accepting Satyaguna, he has become Ishwar. Whether Krishna, Ram, Nishinha, or Kali, Durga, whatever you take. You have to concentrate there. Ultimately, there will be no Durga, no Kali, no Ganapati, no Krishna, no Ram. All will merge the formless. He said like that. Then I have been requested to give vote of thanks. So, and I said, I have been requested to give vote of thanks. So we are grateful to hear the good, very learned lecture or learned speech of the respectable chief guest. But I have got one very insignificant question to him. He said, ultimate reality has got no form, no attributes, no potency, nothing. How he can become Ishwar, he can take the form Ishwar by accepting Satyaguna? Because he is impotent, he has got no potency, he can do nothing. How you say that impersonal, formless, qualityless, attributeless, potentyless, impotent can become Ishwar by accepting Satyaguna? He can do nothing. In this world also, will you go to a person who has got no qualification? Who can do nothing? Supreme Lord is nothing. Cipher. He has got no form, no potency, no attributes, nothing. What is this? From nothing, or something can come. For that reason, it is not the fact. The person who are speaking, the person he is speaking, you are speaking. Once I had been to Saharanpur, another place. One rich woman, I was taken there. And I met her. There was an appointment. And she wanted to hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. I spoke about Achintya Bheda Abheda Siddhanta, inconceivable, simultaneous, distinction and non-distinction. She was hearing. But she was, sometimes she was smiling. But hearing, smiling. For 1 hour, she heard. After that she said, this Bhed is not good. There cannot be any kind of bhed. If there is bhed, there is maya. All false. Brahma Satya Jagat Mitha. This whole world we are seeing, it is false. Only Brahma is Satya. Now, out of ignorance we are thinking, we are the human beings. When we have got the knowledge, we shall merge in the Brahma. So hum Brahma. He said like that. Then I tried to explain the matter. But every time, that is the process. And when they have got no knowledge about the ultimate reality, they have to accept some form. Yes, that is a process, a bhakti yoga process. That is lower. Then I said, all right, you are saying the whole world is false. You are in the world or outside world? If you are in the world, you are false. Your whatever you are saying is false. I will not hear this. like this. What can, where you shall go? But that is here. Narada Goswami said, you have not sung the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is the cause of all causes. He is infinite person. Inconceivable power. As you find Ravi Thakur said, Shimar Maji Asintu. Why outside is it? It is in Shima. As for example, Gopal, small child of Yashoda Devi, so small. All the gopis and gopes, milkmen and milkwomen, they complain to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, you should be very careful about your son. Why? Your son is very naughty. Naughty? Oh, my son is very good. You see, when we sleep in the night and we keep lamp lighted so that no thief can enter. But your son, Kanhaiya, with other cowherd boys, the midnight, entered into our house and blowing by the wind of the mouth, extinguished the lamp and stole all these yogurt and butter, etc. What is this? If you desire anything, we can give. Why is stealing? Then Nanda Maharaj was very much astounded. Kanhaiya, you have done this? No, father. What you say, papa? Daddy? I have not done this. They are speaking lies. Mother Yashoda, Kanhaiya, you had been to the houses of the milkmen and milkwomen to steal? No, they are speaking lie. They are telling lie. Actually, Krishna was speaking truth. Because all the milk woman, they are preparing everything for the service of Krishna. Yogurt, sweets, etc., butter, everything. But when they approach Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, we want to feed your child. Please send him, feed your child with you. No, I have got 10,000 cows. I am Nanda Maharaj. Why my son will go to other houses? Eat? No. Yashoda Mata also refused. Then Krishna is Bhakata Vatsal, always subdued by the devotion of the pure devotion of the devotee. How to fulfill that desire? Krishna himself went, Papa, I want to take the food prepared by such and such gopis' house. Can I go? Oh, you have become greedy. You have got everything here. I can't allow you to go. How to fulfill the desire? So, I am to become a thief to fulfill the desire. They are telling lies. They have prepared everything for me. And I have gone there as a thief to fulfill their desire. One day, Yashoda Mata saw herself. I do not want to say in detail because there is time is short. Then she saw that Kanhaiya broke the earthen pot of the yogurt. When Yashoda Mata went to do something, that the milk was swelling and was falling down from the oven, there is a pot in that milk to prepare something by putting the child on the ground. Krishna was enraged. Why? I am hungry. Mothers, that work is more important without feeding me, without suckling me. I shall destroy. And he destroyed that pot. All the pots, earthen pots are there with yogurt and with butter, etc. All these things he is destroying everything, breaking. But Yashoda Mata, and especially Yashoda Mata, had got some sort of fear. Perhaps his son may be naughty. He may have do something wrong here. So kept the all these other pots in this ceiling of the roof hanging so that the small son cannot get. But Krishna saw that, I shall also destroy. He mounted on the mortar, but could not touch. Krishna showed Brahmanda in his stomach. Can he not touch the earthen pot? This is pastimes. He took the help of a stick and breaking all this. And all the butters and yogurts are falling down. And Krishna is eating, and all the monkeys, they surrounded there, and Krishna is feeding them. Yashoda Mata, when returned, saw everything is destroyed. What is this? Who has this? There is no person here. Only Kanhaiya. Where is he? He has become very naughty. If I do not mend him, discipline him, right now, his future will be bad. Krishna's future will be bad. Then she took a stick and searching. She saw Krishna mounting over the mortar for doing all these nuisance. Oh. You are going to others' houses to steal. If I do not punish him, then his future will be bad. Supreme Lord, she is not seeing Supreme Lord, she is his own son. Out of affection, with this stick I shall beat. And she went there, about to catch hold of. At that time, Krishna saw his mother and got a leap from the mortar and ran. Today I shall not. I have seen. I shall beat you. Yashoda Mata was running. But Yashoda Mata was very fatty. And small boys running fast. That is very difficult. And sweating. But she had taken this place. I shall catch hold of the child and I shall beat the child. I shall try to punish the child. Other his future will be, destroyed. His future, I should have to see this future because I am the mother. For that reason, nobody can catch Krishna. Krishna being subdued by the motherly affection of mother. Mother is tired. Nobody can catch me. All right. Mother wants to catch me. His running becomes slow. Then mother catch her and show the stick. What you did? You are going to others' houses to do all this nuisance. I shall beat you. By seeing this stick, Krishna loudly crying, by seeing this stick. God of death is afraid of Krishna. All the demigods, Brahma and Mahadev, all these others, even Baladev, with his five forms, or his ten forms, he is serving Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. But Sri Krishna had made this first time. Weeping, crying, by seeing that, Jashoda Devi thought, if this child flees from this place, then I shall die. My most beloved son, this small boy has got no sense. What is the use of beating him? Small boy, it is no good beating it. He threw that stick outside and took the child on the plank on the left and was trying to pacify him. It is not good. He has got no sense. Small child, by beating, it is not the remedy. I shall try to fasten him. By fastening him, I shall keep him. Then, by measuring the belly, and she brought one rope and tried to fasten. It becomes two fingers less. Why two fingers less? What is this? I have taken the measurement. Bring another rope. Join the rope. And again, when she tries to fasten, two fingers less. What is the matter? It is magic. Another rope. Like that. By that has become so long. From here, what is the place's name? To Saint Raphael, where we stay. So much long. But cannot fasten the child. Why? Seems to be a small boy in that infinite. Nobody can fasten. When mother is tired, mother has taken this, she has made up the mind, I shall fasten. And she's tired, sweating, all the flowers from the air falling down. Other gopis, they are seeing, they are laughing. What is this? Mother is unable to fasten a small like this. Mother is also, what is this? I do not know. By seeing the tiredness, mother's desire to fasten, then Krishna thinks, if I accept fastening, then mother will be delighted by the, subdued by the motherly affection. He accepts. Then with the first rope, fasten. And all the remaining rope remains. How? Every time two fingers less. Not one finger, three finger or four finger. One finger is, without his grace nobody can get it. But to attract the grace, the aspirant, the votary, the devotee, is to attract by devotion, by service. It is also necessary. Jaradevi, always trying, she is tired, but she has not left, she has not given up her endeavor. But that is ultimately, Krishna accepts, like that. One finger by his grace, another finger, our sincere attempt to serve. The Vaishnavas, Guru, Bhagavan, saying. Now you see, in Bhagavad Dharma, I am speaking, very short, in Ekadash Kanda, Bhakti Yoga, when by the advice of Narada Goswami, Narada Goswami said, whatever you have written in Mahabharata about Krishna and in Gita, that is for getting emancipation. not for the satisfaction of Krishna. So you are not satisfied. You are from Krishna, you are in Krishna, you are by Krishna, you should remain for Krishna. If Krishna is satisfied, then you will be satisfied. That is, in Sanskrit, mokkha prakarane, with the motive of getting emancipation. You have singing, you have sung these glories, not for his satisfaction. As per example, this body, I am this body, entire entity. Think it. And a big part of this body, this hand, a country. And a small part, this finger. This hand is coming out of this body. Where it, the hand is there, hand is exists in the body, is in the body. Hand is maintained by the body. Hand should remain for the body, should remain for the body. If it remains for the body, if body is satisfied, hand will have satisfaction or enhancement. If the hand thinks, the hand is conscious, it is conscious, it can take initiative. Oh, I shall not cooperate with the body. Body, only the stomach is sitting and eating, I shall not cooperate. Non-cooperation movement, Mahatma Gandhi made there in India. Non-cooperation. And all of you, all the doctors here in San Francisco, if the hand could non-cooperate with the body, can give satisfaction to the body, to the hand, which is coming out of the body. Constitutional position, you see, hand is from the body, is in the body, is by the body. If it remains for the body, if body is satisfied, hand will be satisfied. Independent of the body, hand cannot have enhancement satisfaction. All the jivas are coming out of Krishna. They are in Krishna. They are by Krishna. If they remain for Krishna, if Krishna is satisfied, then all the jivas will be satisfied. You are to sing the glories for the satisfaction of Krishna. Chatushloki Bhagavat, he has advised. My meditation, he wrote Bhagavat. And by writing 12 Skanda Bhagavat, and he got eternal peace. Bhakti Yoga, even if you have to understand Gita, Vedabhyasmani, he has written Garuda Purana. In Garuda Purana, he has said, you have to understand Gita in the light of Srimad Bhagavatam. Arthayam Brahma Sutranam Bharatartha Vinirnaya Gayatri Vashya Rosh Vedartha Paribringit. In Guru Purana you will find where Vedabhyasmani is. He has written Vedanta. And in Guru Purana he is saying, if you are to know the significance of Vedanta, then you can know it. My explanation of Vedanta is Bhagavad. You go through Bhagavad, then you can understand. Arthayam Brahma Sutra. Bharatartha Birinaya. The significance of the teachings of Mahabharata Gita is determined in Srimad Bhagavad. You have to understand Gita in the light of Srimad Bhagavad. Otherwise you cannot understand actual meaning. What Krishna wants to say, you will not be able to understand. You have to enter into his heart through bhakti, Bhagavad. Bharatartha Gayatri Bhasharupushu. Kama Gayatri, Kama Gayatri. The commentary of Kama Gayatri is Bhagavad. Vedartha Paribringita, Riksham Jodhu Atharva. The meaning of all these Vedas are maintained and increased in Srimad Bhagavad. So Bhagavad is Bhakti Yoga. In Gita also you will find competitive study Krishna has made. Tapasibha Dhiko Yogi, Jnani Bhavi Mato Dhiko, Kurmish Bhatsha Dhiko Yogi, Tasma Yogi Bhavarjan. In 6th chapter, Krishna says, Yogi is superior to those who perform immense penance. Austerity. Yogi is superior to Jnani. Jnanis are also superior to Kormi. So yogis are superior to Kormi. So we become a yogi. Jnani, the one, themselves to merge in formless Brahma. But yogi, there is some yogi, they want to merge themselves in the Paramatma, the Paramatma. But you become a yogi. After that, what he has said? Yoginam abhi sarvesham, madgata antaratma, sraddhavan bhajajyo dvoman samit yukta tamamata. All kinds of yogis, hatha yogi, raja yogi, there can be many kinds of yogi. Yoginam is plural. Yoginam is sarvesha, double plural. All kinds of yogis. Those who worship me, I am talking with you. Those who say Krishna is a superhuman being, he is a great politician, he is a great diplomat like that. But it is written in the Gita, Bhagavan Ubacha, or Parampuja Sainvara, what is it? Krishna Ubacha, Bhagavan Ubacha. Who is Bhagavan? Who possesses totality of sixfold opulences, you know. Immense opulences, inherent opulences, not sixfold only, in Vishnupura. He is called Bhagavan, Bhagavan Ubacha. One person came to Sri Swami Maharaj and said, you are saying there is God. I don't believe God. Then he said, all right, don't believe God. Who has given you the power to say, I don't believe God? How long you live here? When the strength of speech will be taken away from you, can you say, I don't believe in God? How long? This verity will be there. How long? He is controlling everything. He is regulating. Matta pradhananaskiti osi dhananjo mai sarvaidam pradashatri mani ganayaka. There is nothing superior to me. Everything is ever linked with me. Nothing can be detached from me. Like that. Chashmat kharamati to akshatya to atasmilogati vajita purushottama. I am beyond the comprehension of the conditioned souls, of the sense organs, of the conditioned souls, subtle or gross senses. And I am supremely superior to Brahma and Paramatma. So I am designated as purushottama. Purushottam Jagannath, Purushottam Krishna, Purushottam Mahaprabhu. Our Pujyavad Radhanath Swami, in our Ramdas Prabhu's house, he performed a kirtan first. We Swachinandan, Jagannath and Krishna, identical. There is no difference. In past times only different. He heard that. Very nicely he talked there. For that reason, here also, you will find, you will go through that. I shall have no time to speak. Only I shall finish at just 8:30. As much as I can, as you speak. In 11th canto, you go through this. When Navajugendra, nine munis, youngest sons of Rishabh Dev, their Mahabhagavat, Vaishnava, they set their holy footprints in the sacrificial site of Vidhyaraj Nimi. Nimi, emperor of Vidya. And when they set their holy footprints, Vidhyaraj Nimi stood up, and all the Brahmins stood up, made obeisances, Vidhyaraj Nimi worshipped his lotus feet. And after worshipping, after feeding, put nine questions. First, what he said? Manne bhagavata sakkat parsa madhuddishaha vishnutani lokanang pavanai charanti. Your direct personal associates of Madhusudan Krishna, it seems to me. It seems to me. Manva sakkat parsam madhuddishaha. Vishnu hudari lokanang pavanaj. Why you have come? I have not invited him. Mahanta shavavi tarite pama nijogajya nahi tuvu jantar ghar. Mahabhagavat Vaishnav, they have got nothing to get in this world. They move from one place to another, another village, to one person to another person, to rescue. I have not invited you. But you have come by the quality of your compassion to rescue us. Durlabhanga manushang deha dehi nankhana bhangra tattva durlabhanga vanyi vaikuntha priya darshana. This human birth is very precious birth. After passing through 80 lakhs of species, then we can get this human birth. It is related in Vishnu Purana. By creating this human body, Supreme Lord is satisfied. This human body can worship Krishna. Because they have got a discriminative power. They have a discriminative power, good and bad, eternal, non-eternal, they can accept eternal entity. But other living beings, they have got no such capacity to understand. For that reason, this human birth is precious birth. This birth is made for only for worship. Durlavang manushanta. Dehinang ghanavangura, but it will not remain. Any moment we will lose this life. Any moment. And it is far more difficult to get. Durlavang manushanta. Vaikuntha priya darshan. Vaikuntha priya. Vaikuntha is Supreme Lord. Vaikuntha, transcendent to Supreme Person. Vaikuntha priya, all these personal associates. They are also Vaikuntha. They are also transcendental. If devotees, they are worshipping transcendental, how they can become mundane? They are also transcendental. So, it is very difficult to get a Shuddha Bhakta. It is not easy. A Shuddha Bhakta Sadguru, very difficult. Bhava Guru Vasanti Shishya Vitta Paharaka. Durlabha Sadguru Vishishya Santapa Haraka Mahadev said to Parvati. So-called gurus you will find so many to quiz money from the disciples. But to remove the affliction, miseries, and to give the eternal bliss to the disciples, rarely to be found. If you want quality, you cannot get quantity. Want good character person in San Francisco can do immense good all. And if all are characterless, they themselves have got no benefit, they do not do benefit to them, and they cannot do benefit to anybody. So we have to think about the quality, not quantity. If you want quality, then you will get less. Muktana Vishiddhanang Narayana Parano. Sudhirabhasantatma Kotishya Vimahamune. Amongst all the emancipated and realized souls, who has taken absolute shelter to Narayan. Such pure devotee is rarely to be found, almost nil. Very difficult. But how, what sort of question he has put? Jathayata maishwari mayam dustara makritatma bhi taranta suradhya maharsana udha uchyata. Addressing the nine munis, one question is the one question of Vidyaradnivi. Yathayatam Aishwaring Maya, Daivi Maya, illusory energy of three primal qualities already have heart, external potency, by which living beings are created and maintained and ultimately destroyed. We are all subdued by all the sense organs. We are slave of sense organs. We are not master of sense organs. We are not Jitendriya. We are Ajitendriya. Slave of sense organs. And we have got this false ego. We think, I am this body. Sulodhi. Sul. This is the material body. Who am I? I am this body. This sort of false ego I have got. Ignorance. I am an ignorant person. I am dunderhead, dunderpate. Like that. How I can surmount this ocean of births and deaths? When I was in mother's womb, so much trouble. The baby remains in the mother's womb with stooping head and hips up like this. And when worms bite, they cannot digest baby. So much trouble. Sometimes those child, little child, faints and submits prayer to the Supreme Lord. Oh Supreme Lord, I cannot tolerate this. I after being born, I shall not forget you. And after birth, again by getting the affection of parents and others, he forgets what he has said at the time when she was there in the mother's womb. I shall worship, he forgets. But as long as we remain in this world, there are threefold afflictions. Affliction caused by the diseases of the body. Affliction caused by the separation grief of near and dear ones, adhyatmically. Affliction caused by other living beings of this world. Nowadays, in this Kali Yuga, in this black age, our greatest fear is now from our own species. We can save ourselves from other beasts, ferocious animals. They eat for their livelihood, not unnecessarily. But they are nothing at the human beings, what they are doing. Without any enmity, without nothing, no connection, they are killing. What sort of? They are laughing. We have our greatest enemies, the human beings, has become. Nowadays. This affliction inflicted by the other living beings, and affliction by natural calamities. You have got this, that in Gujarat there is so much earthquake, lots of people were killed. And also there may be epidemic, you will find in Saurashtra, there may be plague. The whole India was then very much there, killing everything, all cities are cleaned, all cities are cleaned for fear of plague. And Pakistan said, no plane should land here from India. Then plague will come to us like this. All are afraid of plague. By plague, then no militants is required. By plague, all are fleeing from Saurashtra. Like this. Earthquakes and epidemics and floods, inundation, all these things. Drought, you'll find. And at the time of death, too much suffering. Please, kindly please. We are all dunderpate or dunderhead. We are all very, we have got no knowledge. Give, please advise us the easiest way how to cross over this ocean of birth and death. Then Prabuddha Muni said, in our Ayurved doctor, you know, those who treats with herbs, etc. What they do? First they will give purgative. Any patient will purgative. Clear your everything, what has been in your stomach. Then we shall give medicine afterwards. Here also Prabuddha Muni has given purgative. What is that? Karmannaravananam dukahatta ishukayata. Pashet pagibesha mithuni charinangina. In this world, every person is trying to get happiness and remove miseries. Every person. When by his single effort he is unable to get happiness and to remove miseries and wants, then he marries. By the help of the wife, I shall try to remove affliction and to get happiness. But by the help of the wife, unable to get happiness or unable to remove happiness. Then let me beget children. If I get child, then one child, next another child, daughter, child. And by getting limited company of 5 members in the family, they are trying to get happiness and remove affliction. But the result is just the reverse. You see, just the reverse. I think if I get a beautiful wife, then I shall be happy. If I marry. But those who are married, they come to us. And they have committed great mistake. They are also repenting. And I have not married, I am also repenting. What sorts of ananda, bliss, happiness they are getting. They are getting a beautiful wife. I think like that. Oh, I have committed a mistake. And those who are married, they are good. Like this. We think if we get a son, then we shall be happy. No. If the son is married, daughter-in-law comes, then I'll be happy. And with daughter-in-law, son leaves the family. Both leave the family. In everywhere we find like this. We think if we get see the grandson, then we shall be happy. It is like a mirage in the desert. You see from a distance there is clean sheet of water. Actually, that is optical illusion. Sun's rays fall in the desert, in the sand, hot sand. From a distance seems there. Like that. We are seeing Maya in the happiness. Why you are seeing Maya? Because we are averse to Krishna. For that reason. There it is written. You see, if you want actual happiness, then Prabuddha Muni said, there are many other things. Ittarti dena bitte na durlavena atma vritti na grihapta apta vrikapi. I should not speak about this. It's very, no time. I should say, tasmad gurum prabaddeta jiggasa sreya uttama shaddi parita nishnatam brahmanu vashamasra. As long as you have got the vanity, you have got the vanity that I can remove my affliction and I can get bliss, so long you will be enveloped by the illusion of the Supreme Lord. You do not know your eternal welfare. When you have a disease, can you treat yourself? You have to go to a special doctor, a specialist doctor you are going. You see me. I have got trouble in the body. You have got trouble in your body. You see why you have come to me. When I do not know anatomy, you know anatomy. You please examine what is the disease I do not know. I have got my disease. I am to go to a doctor to be treated. If the diagnosis is correct, then and the doctor will give actual medicine, the right medicine and right diet, and you will be. He will recover from the disease. You find. This disease, birth, death and threefold affliction, all these diseases have got. It is also a disease. Tasmat gurum pravaddeta. You have to take shelter. Guru. Jigyasa sreya uttam. And you ask eternal welfare, not for mundane, non-eternal benefits. You should not go to the sadhu, but guru. Eternal welfare. And what are the qualities of guru? Shabda Brahmanisnata Param Brahmanisnata. He must have scriptural knowledge. When anybody will submit to him for his eternal welfare, then Guru must have the knowledge of the scriptures. By reasoning, he may instruct him by reasoning. But reasoning is not sufficient. It should be substantiated by the scriptural evidence. It will be more firm, for that reason. You should have scriptural knowledge. And also, in Bandhuka Buddhism, it is said, Tadhigyanartha Sadhguru Vigatya Savitpani Srautriyam Brahmanishtam. You should be Srautriya. Another meaning of Srautriya, you should get that knowledge through preceptorial channel. From Supreme Lord, there is no equal to Supreme Lord, no more than Supreme Lord. Without His grace, nobody can know Him. First creation is Brahma. Krishna, Brahma tried to know where from I have come, where to go. Thousands of years He could not get. Krishna gave Him mantra, and you do it, this Gayatri Mantra, you perform penance, you will get everything. Krishna, you will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Madhva Lila, 19th chapter. There you will find. Vrindavan and Rasikali Bhartan, Karan Lupta Nija Shakti Mukta. Sanchajir Vetanatna Shap, Prabhupada Pragiva Loka Sistim. Illustration has given. When Brahma, the creator of all the living beings in this world, he could not know where from he has come. Then Krishna imparted that knowledge to him. Someone of Vidya Prayajan Gyan. Who am I? What am I? What is the ultimate duty? What relation we have got with him? And what is the Abhidya? Sadhan. And ultimate goal. You will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is written by Kaviraj Goswami. Vedashastra kahe sambandha Abhidya Prayajan. Krishna prapta sambandha, bhakti prapta sadhan, obhidya nam bhakti, prem prayajan, purushartha shirun prem madhan. That is the ultimate object. How we can get it? By bhakti, bhakti yoga, another way. If you want to increase love in this world, you want to love somebody. By loving, you can increase. By any other effort, you cannot increase love. By loving a person, you can. So, you can increase love for Krishna by loving him. He is the only object of love because he has got no interest. Here, if you love, ultimately, you shall have to repent. Frustration will come because as long as you can fulfill his desires, so long love will remain. And when you will not be able to fulfill his desire, you give him up. Their love is selfish love. But Krishna is actual love for them. Those who are fortunate, they will love Krishna. And for loving Krishna, for getting Krishna in this Kali Yuga, the easiest way, you call him. A small boy, very naughty, very, always doing something nuisance in the house. Mother is very much, oh, get out! Get out! Remain outside. I don't want to go. And the child is in the road, cries, mommy, mommy. The mother forgets. And goes and embraces. Isn't that it? Like that. We are also committed offense and we have come to this world. If we cry, Krishna, 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 from the core of the heart, from the core of the heart, Ha Krishna, Ha Govinda, Ha Krishna, Ha Nityananda, Ha Gauranga, that will be satisfied. Whatever one could get in Sapta Yuga by meditation, whatever one could get in Treta Yuga by oblation, in Dapur Yuga by worship of it, everything we will get in Kali Yuga by Harinam. And this Harinam, in every Yuga there is Harinam, Tarak Brahma. In Satya Yuga also Tarak Brahma. Tarak Brahma means by which one can be rescued. In Satya Yuga Tarak Brahma name is different. Narayana Paraveda, Narayana Parakshara, Narayana Paramukti, Narayana Paragut. They are to do this Mahamantra, to get deliverance from the clutches of Maya. In Treta Yuga also, there is Mahamantra. Rama Narayana Ananta Mukunda Madhusudana Krishna Keshava Kamsari Hare Vaikuntha Bhavana. In Dapur Yuga Hare Murari Madhukaita Bhari Gopala Gopinda Mukunda Shauri Jagyesha Narayana Krishna Nirastrayamang Jagadishu. In Kali Yuga, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.